Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Dense tamalipan thorn scrub and other habitats make up Resaca de la Palma State Park near Brownsville.
We have 4 different observation decks where they can view the wildlife that uses the Resaca, and each deck is a little bit different, both in terms of the amount of sunlight that it gets during different times of the day, and also, to a degree, the vegetation that's in that area where the Resaca curves through it.
Catherine Miller is a natural resource specialist at the site. Once a dry riverbed, park staff flooded the Resaca this summer and control water levels to support a wide variety of wildlife, including more than 277 bird species.
It just amazes me how I can go outside the park and walk around and I'll find a new butterfly species that I hadn't seen here, or a bird species that's just migrating in. Being able to get into all these different habitats and see the variety of birds and know that we're providing a place for them. I think that's the most important thing. We're doing something for the environment and protecting those species.
The 1,200-acre park, part of the World Birding Center, is open for day use only. It has 8 miles of trails in addition to the observation decks.
It's mostly a park for people to get out and experience nature by walking or biking. We also will have a tram, and the tram will allow visitors into the park.
Tomorrow, the grand opening. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.